Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Danny Cater. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Don Demeter. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting seventh. The left fielder, George Thomas. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny McLain. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Denny McLain. And now, play ball. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash juggles the ball. That's an error on Cash. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward takes first base on ball four. Robinson moves to second. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Demeter. Skowron reaches second base with a double. Robinson scores. Ward moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano takes first base on ball four. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ward scores. Skowron scores. Romano moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-0, White Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive towards the mound. McLain reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump strikes out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hansen. Cash moves to second. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. Cater hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Freehan moves to third. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Freehan scores. Thomas moves to third. It's 3-1, White Sox. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean strikes out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-1, White Sox. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wirt. Kaline fumbles the ball. That's an error on Kaline. Robinson scores. Wirt goes all the way around to score. Skowron moves to third. It's 5-3, White Sox. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a fly ball towards left. Thomas settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Thomas. Skowron tags and scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, White Sox. Ed Rakow now pitching. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Romano moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan throws to McAuliffe, and they have Romano in a rundown. The throw to Wirt, who applies the tag, and Romano is out. Hansen moves to second. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash is called out on strikes. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0 for 1 in the game. Demeter strikes out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 2 in the game. Cater hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Demeter. Cater reaches second base with a double. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cater moves to third. Buford moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Rakow. Cater scores. Buford scores. Robinson moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 8-3, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ward strikes out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Skowron strikes out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Thomas is hit by the pitch. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford misplays the ball. That's an error on Buford. Thomas moves to second. Ray Euler pinch hits for Ed Rakow. Ted Wills now pitching. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler strikes out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Wirt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thomas scores. McAuliffe moves to second. It's 8-4, White Sox. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball towards left. Cater catches it and throws to third to double up McAuliffe. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Gladding now pitching. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. he's got two RBIs. Hansen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Demeter who is chasing the ball. Hansen reaches third base with a triple. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry strikes out. One out. Ted Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kaline strikes out. Two outs. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0 for 2 in the game. Demeter hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buford moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buford moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Buford scores. Robinson moves to third. Two outs. It's 9-4, White Sox. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Freehan strikes out. One out. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. McAuliffe is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Smith pinch hits for Fred Gladding. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Sherry now pitching. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Hansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 3 in the game. Berry bunts towards the mound. Sherry fields it and throws to first for the out. Hansen moves to second. One out. Ted Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0 for 1 in the game. Wills strikes out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. J.C. Martin now catching. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Wirt takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 3 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields it, throws to second for 1. And over to first, double play. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 3 in the game. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buford for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Robinson moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Robinson moves to third. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Skowron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. It's 10-4, White Sox. Tommy McCraw pinch runs for Bill Skowron. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Al Weiss now playing second base. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0 for 3 in the game. Demeter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen misplays the ball. That's an error on Hansen. Demeter moves to third. Freehan moves to second. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. One out. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Thomas strikes out. There goes Demeter. He's safe. That run is unearned. It's 10-5, White Sox. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Tigers 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a triple, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-3 in the game. Berry strikes out. Two outs. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup pinch hits for Larry Sherry. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup strikes out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Wirt takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-4 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wirt moves to second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cash strikes out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wirt scores. Lump moves to second. It's 10-6, White Sox. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Demeter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and Detroit Tigers, 6. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.